yeah, disappointing, I suppose, to come away with 2-1. Obviously, we're hoping to, you know, keep a clean sheet or at least keep it level for the home tie. But, no, there's positives to be taken as well. I think we played well and we looked dangerous and we've got goals in us. So, it's all to play for in the next one.
And you hadn't played for some weeks. Did that tell in those first few minutes? Obviously, Wolfsburg, not just the goal, they were on top in that early period.
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, the schedule running up with the Summer League doesn't help us, obviously, in the coming into November now. So that plays a bit, trying to get our rhythm again. So probably didn't help us. But I think when we changed kind of tactics and went a bit at them more in the second half, it showed that they were vulnerable and that we have goals in us. So a bit of both, really.
That was the thing about the second half. If anything, you had the better chances, although some brilliance from Hansen for the goal. But overall, you're almost on top.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, if you look at the goals we scored, yeah, it was one was, you know, a corner and we had probably had a chance to deal with it better. And the second was a, you know, a good counter from them. But I think we opened them up more. We created the better chances. So, yeah, as I said, we're going to take the positives and feel confident going over there to get a result.
You've got to be positive because you've got to score 2 goals.
Well, yeah, we do. But, yeah, I think we've got the capabilities to break them down and to score goals. So I'm not worried, really. We're going to go give it a shot. It's our debut season as well. We've nothing to lose. So we're going to go with that in mind as well. So, yeah, basically no pressure on us, really.
Is this a good insight for you, Niamh? You've obviously played Champions League football with Arsenal, but as you said, this is Chelsea's debut season. Wolfsburg have reached 2 finals in the last 3 years. For some of those players, they've not played in this competition before. Was this a good insight, do you think, for them as much as anyone to see this is the level that we need to be at?
Yeah, definitely. I think this level, really, it's the minor things, really, that you get punished on, and it's set pieces or counters, and it's really those things that kind of come through for teams. And fair play to Wolfsburg, they've got great pedigree in this competition. So, yeah, they show they're how clinical they are, and, yeah, what we need to aspire to be if we want to get up there to be champions of Europe.
In which areas did you feel that Wolfsburg were most impressive tonight compared to what you've been up against week in, week out in the English League?
I think basically just their organisation and the speed of play was quite high, and obviously their retain of possession, you know, they don't turn over anything, and I mean that's always difficult. So yeah, in the first half we struggled really to get on the ball, and their intensity of the press. So they just play at such a high level and a high speed that probably that we haven't come up against in the league, so it was hard to adjust in the first couple of minutes.
And you've shown already in this competition that away from home you're very capable of scoring lots of goals, and in the league as well you've shown that ability. I mean, how much confidence will you take into the second leg despite tonight's result?
Yeah, but we have always got goals in us. I think our front four on their day can break down any defence. So I'm very confident, and the girls would be confident of going away there and hopefully nicking a few goals.
And the tie against Glasgow, although it was an away, you know, tie up to Scotland, it's not the kind of the long distance European travelling that perhaps you can have in the Champions League. So, are you looking forward to that as a trip together as a group? But what challenges will that present? You know, travelling away to another country for the first time as in this Chelsea group.
Yeah, I think we've been away on many trips now together as a group, so you know, travelling won't really affect us. If anything, it's easier to go away from home and be tied as a group and have no outside distractions. Fully focus on, you know, our game plan and what we have to do. And obviously there's a lot of internationals here, so everyone's used to travelling, and I mean that's not going to hamper us really.